Any advisor who's thought about leaving has been shown the same two doors. Stay an employee, and the firm handles everything and controls everything. Or go out alone and wake up as your own compliance officer, IT department, and billing desk on top of the day job. Today is about the third door. It's called supported independence. And by the end, you'll know whether it's the one built for you. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker-dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. If you've wanted ownership for years and keep stalling because you don't want to run a business, this episode is yours. We'll define the model properly, separate what a platform carries from what stays in your hands, look at how many advisors are actually moving, and finish with the three profiles that tell you which door fits. Start with the definition, because the label gets used loosely. Supported independence means you own your practice and make the decisions that shape it, while a platform runs the operational machinery underneath. Compliance support, technology, custodial relationships, billing, the back office. You're independent in the ways that matter to you, your clients, your brand, your service model, your calendar, without being solely responsible for every gear turning behind the scenes. The model lives in the Registered Investment Advisor channel, the RIA channel, because the RIA structure is what makes ownership real. In that channel, the practice is an asset with your name on it, something an employee's book never is. The model exists because there are two different kinds of hesitation about independence, and they get lumped together. One is professional. I'm not sure I can serve clients well without a big firm behind me. The other is operational. I know I can serve clients. I just don't want to spend Thursday afternoons comparing errors in emissions insurance quotes and troubleshooting a portfolio reporting feed. Most experienced advisors who stay put despite wanting ownership are held back by the second kind. Staying an employee oversolves the operational problem by taking the ownership away too. Going fully solo solves the ownership problem by handing you a second job you never wanted. Supported independence splits the difference on purpose. Ownership kept, operations handed off. So what does a platform actually carry? The machinery. The exact menu varies, but typically it's the compliance function and the filings that come with it. The technology, the client system, the planning software, the portfolio reporting, the integrations between them, including the technology that breaks, the custodial relationships. So client assets sit with an established custodian you didn't have to source yourself. Billing, vendor contracts, and often help with the transition itself. Set that list against what actually drains you day to day. It's rarely the client work. That's the reason you got into this. It's the administrative weight that has nothing to do with helping a family plan their future. Just as important is what stays yours. The client relationships, your pricing, your brand, who you hire, how you spend your time, and ownership of the practice as an asset. The platform supports the enterprise. It doesn't own it. Now, the movement behind all this, because wondering about a move is more normal than it feels from inside a branch office, Fidelity's advisor movement study found that more than half of advisors considered switching firms within a five-year window, and roughly one in four actually moved. And the pace hasn't slowed. Diamond Consultants' annual transition report counted more than 11,000 experienced advisors changing firms in 2025, up about 16% from the year before. Look at the gap in those numbers. More than half consider it. A quarter do it. Something sits between the wanting and the doing. And for a lot of advisors at big firms, it's the operational cliff. Supported independence exists for exactly that gap. It lets you cross into ownership without also becoming a startup founder. One warning about vocabulary before you take any meetings, you'll hear several labels for this middle ground: supported independence, turnkey RIA platform, corporate RIA. And two arrangements wearing the same name can divide the duties and the economics very differently. The name is not the evaluation. The evaluation is four concrete questions. Which decisions stay yours? Which duties are carried for you? What the platform share of your revenue actually pays for? And what happens to your clients, your data, and your registration if you ever want to leave the platform? That last one is the question advisors forget to ask, and it's the one that matters most 10 years later. So which door is yours? Three profiles, and it pays to know yours early. The first is the advisor whose hesitation has always been operational, never professional. If your objection to independence has been, I don't want to run a business, rather than, I'm not ready to advise on my own, this middle path was practically built for you. The second is the builder. If part of you genuinely wants to pick the software, set the compliance calendar, and own every vendor contract, you'll experience a platform's shared infrastructure as friction rather than relief. That temperament points to the full self-built RIA, and no platform pitch should talk you out of it. The third is the advisor who mainly wants out of their current firm with the least possible disruption and no appetite for forming an entity at all. Tucking into an existing independent firm, joining rather than founding, often serves that advisor better than either. Three profiles, three doors. Most bad transitions trace back to an advisor walking through the wrong one, not to independence being a mistake. In the trade, plainly, you give up total solitary autonomy and you share the economics. The platform chooses much of the technology, sets compliance procedures you follow, and standardizes parts of the operation a solo owner would tailor. Its share comes out of your revenue, and what that share buys is exactly the operational load you wanted off your back. Weigh it from the other side too. A fully solo RIA keeps more of each revenue dollar, then spends real money and real hours on staff, technology, compliance help, and vendors, with the owner as the backstop for everything a platform would have absorbed. For an advisor who'd rather spend those hours with clients, paying for the operations can be the more profitable choice measured in take home per hour. For an advisor who enjoys the building, the same payment feels like renting what they'd rather own. Whether any specific arrangement is priced fairly is a contract question, and reading that contract is a job for a securities attorney. Most advisors don't have one on call, and that's the point. Get the right specialist in your corner before you sign a platform agreement, not after. Your clients mostly experience continuity, the same trusted advisor with the heavy lifting shared behind the curtain. If you've been circling this decision, the fastest way forward is figuring out which hesitation is actually yours, the advising or the operating. We built a short assessment for exactly that. It's free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. 6 questions, and it routes you to a private conversation or the research that fits your situation. Know which door is yours before anyone pitches you theirs. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.